cruelty campaign is that we're pretty brazen and we've employed a campaign tactic common in a lot of political movements called name and shame. You know, the companies that we're protesting against, they have 50,000 employees. They have 34 skyscrapers. When we hold our demonstrations, we stand outside of a 30-story building made of glass and mortar with our signs. We're not going to impact many people. The people that you need to get the message out to are these executives that control these companies, the CEO, the president, the VP. All of them have home addresses, all in the telephone book.
Yes, you do.
Get your hands off of me. You want to go to jail for assault?
The police are coming to get you out of here right now. I'm not assaulting you.
You touched me. That's assault.
I'm trying to get the camera out of my face.
There's nobody here that has anything to do with this, and I want you to leave.
Thank you. They get a big kick out of it when we get arrested.
A lot of people who are attracted to this movement are younger people, and they don't have a full grasp on tactics and strategies. And we have to understand that when you're pushing what's considered by the establishment to be a radical agenda. I mean, what's a radical agenda? Not killing animals to eat them is a radical agenda in our country. You have to understand that you're going up against some very violent opposition. Who will not hesitate to destroy your life. So people should be fully aware of that and know what they're getting into. And unfortunately, a lot of people, I think, they go into these things without a full realization of what the consequences are for their actions. And then when they're arrested, they're actually shocked.
Does it work what they do? I don't know. Maybe it all works, and maybe none of it works. And all I can do is say, look at the kill rates at our shelters, and they're going down. And maybe something's working.
However, these areas of potential disagreement do not negate the abiding principles that join us: compassion and concern for the pain and suffering of non-humans.
Who are the Shack 7?
The Shack 7 are six individual defendants and the corporate defendant Scott Huntington Animal Cruelty, and they're currently on trial here in Trenton for simply exercising their First Amendment right, and now they're being charged with terrorism. At stake here is the lives of six individuals. They're facing 23 years in prison, $750,000 in fines, for simply speaking out against animal cruelty at Huntington Sciences. I think what's really going on here is that people have committed illegal acts. People have broke windows. People have spray-painted cars, and the government can't figure out who's taking those illegal actions, so they've kind of hung these people and laid the blame at their feet because they're the easy targets. They're the sitting ducks.
Are these defendants guilty of domestic terrorism as has essentially been alleged?
Absolutely not. As I said before, the defendants have never been charged with one actual crime. They're simply accused of engaging in speech.
I wonder, like, how people sitting out in the gallery are viewing it, because I know that from my end of things, we tend to get pretty myopic. I mean, I saw one juror who looked like he was about to come out of his seat when they were showing the Thomas Perna video, you know, which was a couple of the co-defendants doing a home demonstration outside of this woman's house, and somebody spit on her screen door, and they were screaming in her face. Inches away with this bullhorn. And again, I'm watching it, and I was thinking, I wasn't there. You know, I wouldn't have done that. And but I look at this juror, and he's outraged. And so that's all I can think. It's just like, this guy's going to want to find us guilty.
So I decided to testify. And I know that the defendants, my fellow defendants, were not happy about it.
I'm really hoping that the jury sees that even though the things I said were controversial, that even though they might despise the things that I said, I'm really hoping that they'll believe I have the right to say
it. It means recognizing that animals are not ours to use for food, clothing, entertainment, or to experiment on.
You can't see these things and allow them to continue. I mean, what kind of person would I be to have to have seen this and to know that it's occurring and to turn a blind eye to it.
Animal rights means that animals deserve certain kinds of consideration. Consideration of what is in their own best interests, regardless of whether they are cute, useful to humans, or an endangered species, and regardless of whether any human cares about them at all.
The same sort of question, though, that I imagine abolitionists were asked, all this for a black? Or men involved in the suffrage movement, all this so women can vote? All this so kids don't have to work in those sweatshops? These people can have fair labor laws for the Irish, for the Jews? Same questions have been asked over and over again in every other social justice movement, and now it's finally being asked of animals. Yes, all this for an animal.
The test products on animals.
Police began arresting people.